when Hawaii public schools closed to slow the spread of COVID-19 and move to distance learning, education advocates warned that students learning English were at high risk for falling behind. And there are many of them. 17% of public school students were or are active in learning English as a second language.
My name is Ben or Denwa. I'm from Chuuk, outer island called Lukuno, and right now currently staying in Hawaii.
Ben Setik moved to Hawaii from Chuuk about 3.5 years ago. In the fall, he'll be a senior at Farrington High School. Setik is one of the school's 450 active English language learner students. Distance learning heavily affected those who moved to Hawaii within the last 3 years, most from Chuuk and the Marshall Islands. Being new was just one of their hurdles. For Setik, the technology has been difficult.
When you first started, it was kind of hard. Some people would say, our generation know how to work technology. For me, I don't even know how to work technology because back home in Chuuk, Micronesia, we don't really have technology. We only use the old version, textbook, paper, pen.
Akiko Giambaluca is the ELL coordinator at Farrington. She says students like Setik need more than just verbal communication to learn English.
They have to look at the facial expressions, tones, and the gestures, and maybe acting out, experiencing the real thing, and watching the models. We always constantly use to provide language resources, but during distance learning, we couldn't quite provide all of them.
Giambaluca says when she surveyed the ELL students, only about 25% of them had a computer and internet access. And although the State Department of Education distributed Chromebooks, many students still wouldn't log on because they just didn't know how. Some lacked reliable Wi-Fi connectivity or a quiet place to work. Ellie Kantar, one of Setik's ELL teachers, has been trying to keep her students engaged in learning, but there have been distractions.
They're either caring for siblings, cousins, nieces, and nephews during the day because I work with high schoolers, or they've taken on extra responsibilities helping out adult family members who might be immunocompromised.
Setik is helping his aunt, who is medically at risk. While she usually helps community groups like Kukua Kalihi Valley to assist families in need, Setik says he stepped in. Geraldine Bossi is a former ELL student who just graduated from Farrington. She moved to Hawaii from Chuuk when she was in the fifth grade and says her ELL classes helped her quickly learn English. Now she translates for her family.
I usually go with my dad to like his appointment. There are times where I guess he's just not processing anything in his head or I don't know what's going on. But then like he would look at me and ask me to answer what his doctors are saying or ask him questions about his condition.
The schools are looking for ways to help students overcome their challenges. Giambaluca says some in-person summer school is a start, but students may need to repeat the summer to make up what was lost during distance learning. She says COVID-19 has highlighted one other need, the importance of incorporating more technology into the ELL lessons. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.